I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says Rhode Island and Connecticut both had their warmest summers on record this year. As climate change continues to progress, here's a report on a panel of scientists who say there's an urgent need to improve the way we forecast its impacts. Mark Urban says climate change predictions are kind of a mixed bag. On the one hand, we've got really strong computers. We can make snappy statistical models predicting stuff like how animals interact or how a species responds to warmer temperatures. But
once we develop these models, and we are developing those models, we go to look for the data to put in the models, and we find that there's no data there to put in for most species.
Urban studies ecology and evolution at UConn, and he's one of nearly two dozen scientists who published an article in the journal Science saying biology needs more boots on the ground collecting basic data. Stuff like animal birth rates, habitat ranges, or an ability to respond to changes in precipitation or temperature.
You know, we're not going to be able to do this for the 4 to 12 million species out there, but we will be able to do it for perhaps a set of species which we can then understand those responses to climate change and try to draw some conclusions from that more limited set.
And alongside building better climate change models, Urban says biologists need to do more real-world simulations of climate change. Think melting ice and releasing its nutrients into an Arctic stream, or laying heat cables in a forest to warm it up and watch for any unexpected results a computer model just couldn't predict.
We need to make the models because we need to lower that uncertainty, which is huge right now. And then in concert, I think we need to try to do these manipulations that can sort of indicate those surprises.
And just as weather forecasting has made huge leaps in the last few decades, allowing us to track how our climate is changing, Urban says similar leaps are needed in climate change science if we want to better understand what warmer temperatures could mean for animals and for ecosystems at risk. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.